you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff. We've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is A3O News on the go.
With the Tuesday A3O on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. The law enforcement response to the assassination of Melissa Hortman and her husband is under review. One of Como Park Zoo's longtime residents has died, and more on the tentative deal struck between Minneapolis Public Schools and the teachers' union. But first, a 15 and 16-year-old are now in custody following a Minneapolis crime spree that spanned several hours yesterday, including the carjacking of Minneapolis City Council member Jamal Osman. Osman reported being carjacked around 8 last night on Portland Avenue and Lake Street. He was not injured. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara says violent crimes are taking a toll on the city.
While the overall crime in Minneapolis has declined over the last few years, we continue to see a troubling number of violent incidents, and in particular incidents that involve juveniles.
Police arrested two adults overnight following an armed carjacking and vehicle pursuit. The International Association of Chiefs of Police is going to look into the assassination of Melissa Hortman and her husband and the shootings of John Hoffman and his wife. That's after several agencies involved requested the after-action report. Brooklyn Park Police Chief Mark Brule.
The responsible thing to do for the family, for the officers involved, for the state's law enforcement, that we do a review of this and have the facts of what took place come out.
The report is expected to be completed in 6 months and will show what was done right and where the agencies can improve. The suspect was arrested after a 43-hour manhunt and is facing murder charges. Vance Belter remains in custody. The executive director of Outfront Minnesota is relieved but still cautious after the Supreme Court decided not to hear a case calling to overturn same-sex marriage.
Outfront Minnesota's Kat Roan says the fight to protect the landmark 2015 ruling legalizing gay marriage is far from over.
For advocates of same-sex marriage equality, there is going to be that continued concern so long as this court continues to revisit precedents.
The case stems from a former county clerk in Kentucky who refused to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples, asking that the top court overturn that landmark ruling.
There are folks who are actively seeking to bring a case in front of the Supreme Court that could challenge same-sex marriage equality. And I think for, you know, members of the LGBTQ community, while that's not an imminent risk, it's one that really cuts deeply at our shared values and work that was accomplished over a decade ago.
Susie Jones, News Talk A3O WCCO.
We're learning more about a tentative deal that was struck between Minneapolis Public Schools and the teachers' union.
It was last Wednesday when negotiators from both sides agreed to sit down and talk with each other without mediators that had kept them apart. Union President Marcia Howard says that was the turning point.
I don't know if you could call it bargaining or mediation or midi-barga-talking. I don't know what you called it, but there were people in a room with a shared purpose.
The two-year deal was reached late Saturday and includes smaller class sizes, manageable caseloads for special education, and 2% pay raises for teachers in both years. School administrators say the changes allow the district to remain solvent at a time of tight revenues. In North Minneapolis, Al Schock, Newstalk A3O, WCCO.
Minnesota's official Veterans Day ceremony in Mankato today is the first time it hasn't been held in the Twin Cities. The theme was commemorating the end of World War II, U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar.
Those that stood on that front line, the stories we're hearing from World War II, through their sacrifice, built a future where liberty prevailed over tyranny, and we get to live in that future.
There are still 1,700 World War II veterans living in Minnesota. There were 326,000 who served in that war. Nearly 10,000 were killed. Minnesota is one of 10 states with reported cases of botulism linked to infant formula. Senior state epidemiologist Maria Bai says the formula company called By the Heart Whole Nutrition has recalled the product, but they want to make sure that people check to see if they still have any at home. She says it's a rare but serious illness caused by a toxin that attacks the body's nerves.
Infant botulism is a rare but serious illness that occurs when an infant swallows the spores of a bacteria that's called Clostridium botulinum.
She says if an infant has consumed By the Heart Whole Nutrition infant formula, they could start to have symptoms of breathing difficulties, muscle paralysis, and even death. The Como Park Zoo announcing that one of its longtime residents has died. Ulysses, a 25-year-old plain zebra, has called the St. Paul facility home since 2002. Siring 10 offspring, he had been the second oldest zebra of his kind, according to the Association of Zoos and Aquariums. The average age for a plain zebra is 25 years. Just last month, the zoo welcomed two new zebras, a 7-year-old and his 1-year-old son. Finally, the Minnesota Vikings are lending their volunteer skills to Twin Cities Habitat for Humanity during their annual Build Week. The group is helping constructing 5 new homes in Maplewood with a rotating group of player volunteers who are installing drywall and flooring, including long snapper Andrew DePaula.
I just think it's an amazing thing to give back. Especially we don't get too much free time, but I think spending it like this is just quality time. So it's just awesome to get out in the community and give back however you can.
The project is expected to be finished up by spring 2026. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.